How much longer will it be before I have to have help getting up here? My last sermonette had a one-word title. It was worthlessness. This sermonette also has a one-word title. The title is chores. Not a word you're going to find in the Bible, but it has a lot to say about chores. I didn't look up the Webster's Dictionary definition of chores, so I will give my own interpretation of what chores pertain to. Chores are obligations that all of us need to attend to in order to get on with our lives. These chores can be daily chores. My first chore every morning is go to the bathroom and shave. I was going to pick on Mr. Burke, but he's not here. But there's plenty of you out there that just don't have to bother with that chore. But examples are personal grooming, hygiene, preparation of meals, etc. There can be weekly chores. Example, if you own a home, in season, keeping up your lawn. There can even be monthly or yearly chores, such as maintenance of appliances, upkeep of vehicles, or in the case of yearly chores, simply paying your taxes. Chores can be classified as unpleasant obligations, or they can be classified as enjoyable. Making a living is a lifelong chore. I've heard it said that if you do something to make a living that you really enjoy, you'll never really work a day in your life. Whether you do something making a living that you like or something just to put food on the table, it's still an obligation that needs to be filled. If you were living back in the days of the Depression, you would find that people were seeking any kind of income, whether they enjoyed it or not. My own personal example is that in my early years, I was very much an introvert, still am. All the tests that I took showed that I needed to be in a position where I had little contact with people. And indeed, there was a federal job opening as a range conservationist. Boy, that sounded good to me. The government, I wouldn't have to have very much contact with many people. I would be out in the field. The government then told me that I didn't even qualify to take the civil service exam for this job. I would have had to go to Texas A&M and take courses that I didn't even know how to pronounce. God had something else in mind for me. It was to overcome somewhat of my introvert personality. He gave me a job where I had to communicate with people and then indeed develop a relationship with them. The book of Proverbs says a lot about someone having the chore of making a living that they didn't really want to do. And God is not pleased with this type of attitude. One such scripture says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, who has no overseer." But then look at the way that they work. Another says, "There's a lion in the street. I can't go out. I'll be devoured." Just an excuse. Another says someone is so lazy that they don't even want to lift a spoon to their mouth. In today's society, there are people who do not want to work, instead depending on welfare. And I think we can all see that this has led to more poverty. Within the Church of God, Paul addresses this in his writings when he says that he that will not work shall not eat. So all of this being true concerning chores, how are we to approach obligations? We are to accomplish those obligations whether we like them or not, whether they be daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, or even a lifetime. We in the Church of God have a different set of chores that need to be accomplished. We can approach these chores with different attitudes. One attitude, and we've seen this, is that I've got to do this because I'm told to do it, and I want to get it done and over with. I'm speaking of daily prayer, daily Bible study, and meditating on God's way of life. And then how much this world needs His kingdom to solve all these problems that cannot otherwise be solved. But instead, we should have the attitude of approaching these chores with loving the truths that we are constantly learning, and then being eager to approach these daily Christian chores with anticipation. And then adding to these daily chores the occasional chore of fasting to strengthen our relationship with God. The inward man is being renewed day by day. There are the yearly chores that we need to approach with zeal that instruct us in God's plan for humanity. That is the annual holy days beginning with Passover and ending in the last great day. We have seen in the past that many did not approach these days with great anticipation, but instead considered them just an obligation to get past, or in some cases just to have a fun vacation. They didn't really have a love of the truth. And because they did not, they didn't fall away. Let's go ahead and read the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, verses 3-23. I've already turned there. You can turn there, but you don't really have to. You're familiar with it. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then in verse 11, he gives the explanation. "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, general public, it's not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they don't see, hearing they don't hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes are closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, yes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Verse 18. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the words of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. His chores were of a different priority than that of God. But he who received the seed on stony ground, this is he who hears the word, and he receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself. He endures only for a little while. But when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. We see that so very often. Someone comes, they don't last very long. Now he who receives seeds among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. We see that as well. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, and indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. They did the chores, and they did it with anticipation, chores that were righteous and that God approved of. So what does that mean? Let us all sow our seed on good soil, and then approach the chores that God has given us with a willing spirit and eagerness to get about the instructions that God has given us.